Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure as always. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're here too because Anita Rosen is here. Anita is our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's a very successful person in the world of in the online world, in cyberspace, especially. She's been making her living in that world for a long time. She's one of the pioneers of some of the elements that you and I use every day. She's been around since the beginning of a lot of the things that we do on the internet. It started when she was only six, by the way, and she's now the president of Ready Go Inc. And she's the author of a number of books, including the e-commerce question and answer book, which I've been telling you about for a long time. But she's got a brand spanking new book out, folks. That's the culmination of a lot of work and the direction of her company these days, and that's e-learning. And the book is E-Learning 2.0 by Anita Rosen. She's our good friend. Anita, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Thank you so much for being here. Congratulations on your new book.
Well, thank you. It's a lot of work, and it's really exciting to see it out there.
I feel like I've helped you birth this book over the last several years. We've been talking about this so much.
Yeah.
You know, Anita, I've learned an awful lot from you about e-learning over the years, and it's really influenced a lot of my thinking. You have about the way we're all going to get smarter in the future, and the way we are getting smarter, and some of the e-learning that we're all doing, we don't even realize we're doing it, do we? I mean, just being online, and how many times do I read a newspaper the next day, you know, the morning newspaper, and I realize when I see the headline, I already learned that yesterday.
Yeah.
Online.
Yep. That's why the newspapers are having problems.
They are having problems, and they're becoming less relevant. They sure are. And unfortunately, because I like my newspaper, but the thing is we don't. A lot of us don't realize that we're e-learning every day through osmosis, aren't we?
Yes, that is one type of learning, and then there's other types of learning. And we need to, and from a small business person needs to look at all these different types of learning, because what you want to have is employees that are knowledgeable.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the reasons why e-learning is so important right now is just because we're in a recession, Anita, we can't afford to stagnate our education process. We can't afford to not continue to learn. I love what Plato, Cato, the great Roman statesman, started learning Greek at the age of like 75. And somebody said, "Why are you doing this at your age?" He said, "It's the youngest age I have." we can never stop learning. And the beautiful part with the economy like it is, and people trying to watch the pennies, e-learning, learning online, is a way to continue to grow without spending a lot of money, isn't it?
You got to lay some people off. How are these other people going to, you know, it's not like your business might shrink revenue,
yeah,
but not necessarily shrink in all the tasks that you need to be doing.
Right.
So now you're going to have to do less, more with less. So how do you train these other people, and how do you have them deal with the issues? And a lot of it is they need to be trained.
And you know,
there's a lot of different types of training out there, and e-learning is a great one, because e-learning done well, people can do it short bits at their desk. So you can use the time that you have.
Well, you know, Anita, even when business is good, even when times are good...
Well, then they have the exact opposite. Everyone's running so fast
because it's
so good that if business is growing, people don't have time to get away for a week to a training course.
And the problem for small businesses, Anita, is we never feel that we can afford to let people go to a training session. out of town or off a day off or whatever in town to go get trained. We always, so many times people feel, man, I got to make sales today. We got work to do. I can't, you know, they, and it's the wrong attitude about training, but e-learning kind of solves that problem, doesn't it?
At a level it does. I mean, I don't believe that all training should be e-learning. There's a lot of training that you need to have in a room. Someone needs to go into a classroom.
Face to face.
They need to have that tactile experience.
High touch. High touch, as John Nesbitt said.
Right, right. So you need to have that experience. But there's a lot of training that doesn't get done or doesn't get done well that you can really do for e-learning. And also, if you're a small business, you might consider creating e-learning yourself, because how are you touching your customers for sales?
Mm-hmm.
How are you touching distributors or partners? How are you training them? All of a sudden,
right,
you have less money. You have less resource. So instead of sending someone, or maybe, let's say your salesperson has been doing it.
Right.
And now all of a sudden you let a couple salespeople go.
Yeah.
And now you have your – now wouldn't you rather have your salespeople handling
– Hold on to that thought, Anita. I got to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 Till. Right back with Anita Rosen.
The faster we run, the further away the –
little Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen, from the Innocent Age album. 17 Till, did I say that? Jim Blasingame at your service. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out. We built it for you. No barrier to entry. It's all free. If you can get there, we'll let you come in, hang out with us, use our stuff. And you can find my newsletter there, which I hope you'll subscribe to. You can see a sample there. You can check out my blog while you're there. You can find out, you can check out my knowledge base where you can get Small Business Answers Now. You can check out our Brain Trust, archives, articles, lots and lots of stuff to help you with your small business. I hope you'll check those out and use that. Don't, you know, folks, it's not all about me. There are 1,500 Brain Trust members now, people who've joined us who have deposited their wisdom on our site. I mean, find me another place where you can get that kind of a brain power, including our good friend Anita Rosen, who's with us right now, the author of the brand new book, E-Learning 2.0. And Anita, where is this book available, please?
You can get it at Amazon and probably your local bookstore.
How about your website?
My website, too, yes.
What is it?
But my website, Anita.
Work with me, Anita. Come on, let's go.
ReadyGo.com.
ReadyGo.com. Okay.
And. But I just take you over to Amazon to purchase
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so you don't care. But I want them to find out more about you, though, Anita. I want them to go to your website, readygo.com. Anita's a cool. She's
at my site, I have a lot of information for people on how to move your business to e-learning, what you need to do. It's not expensive.
Give us some examples. I mean, I think a lot of people get that, okay, that I've gone to webinars, I've taken a course online or whatever, but I think a lot of business owners don't understand how they can develop a strategy, an online learning strategy. Help us with that.
Well, a lot of the thing is what we call in e-learning is chunking your material. You want to create courses that take about 15 minutes for people to take at their desk. And what you probably have is PowerPoints or presentations.
So you want us to create these things, or you
yeah,
want?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Because
you're not talking about acquiring these from other people. You're talking about creating them ourselves.
Yeah, because you know what? Turn your website into an e-learning portal. Because think of it, you know, one aspect of sales is training. How many times do your salespeople go in and the first call isn't a sales call? It's a training call so that you can train the potential customer on what your solution is so that they can then make an informed decision and buy. So if you're doing a training call, that's your first call, why don't you have it on your website so that you can be driving your potential customers to your website, training them on whatever you have to train them on, so that when your salesmen make the call, they're not doing a training call, they're doing a closing call.
What if you had... What if you had a customer who was using what you do really well? You had a high-performing customer who really knew how to use your stuff. They got everything that you did. What if you got that customer to let you video them using it and talk about the product, and then you put that on your website? What do you think about that?
That helps. That certainly helps.
It's a little marketing. I agree. There's some marketing in there.
Yeah. Oh,
but
mean,
basically, they become the instructor.
If you look at 2.0 websites, go to Apple, go to my site, go to Adobe. These are the latest websites. If you go to those websites, they're usually very simple front pages. This is my product. Mm-hmm. This is my customer who said they liked my product. Mm-hmm. This is the industry person who said they liked my product.
And you consider that to be e-learning even though there's marketing involved.
Right. That's okay. More marketing. When I think about e-learning, I think about there's this little fancy word called instructional design. And there's marketing and having good information on your website. The difference between that and good e-learning is now you're thinking about how people learn. So you're presenting the information so that it's easier for people to learn the information. So it's not taking a classroom. The biggest mistake people make is they say, well, I have a PowerPoint. I'll take a PowerPoint, save it as Flash, and put an audio track to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like my classroom. And that's terrible. People hate it.
Mm-hmm.
What works really well is, and I talk about this in my book, is how do you take this information and change it for the web? When the web came out, when people started doing websites about 10, 15 years ago, the biggest mistake they made is they took their brochures, saved it as a graphic, and put it on their website. Those were terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing now with training is we're taking the classroom experience PowerPoint, saving it as Flash, and putting an audio track. Just as terrible.
Mm-hmm.
You need to make some modifications so that it works well on the web. And one of the things we find is video does work well, but you need to chunk it, which means it can't be longer than 2 minutes because we've done tests at my company. And by asking people specific questions that they would only know if they watched a video. And what we find is ubiquitously, after about 2 minutes, people start getting answers that are wrong.
What's the absolute longest that you could go?
For a video?
Uh-huh.
I would say keep it at 2 minutes. 4 minutes
no,
would
no
be
more than,
longest.
Not, not two and a half, go. Not three, two.
Pardon?
Not two and a half, not three, two.
Oh, well, you know, within reason.
Okay.
But yeah, it can go to 3 minutes if there someone's in the middle of saying something.
Yeah.
But really
mm-hmm.
what I find is your optimal is about
a way to be breaking it. And by the way, folks, that's if you're writing a script for something like this, that's about 300 to 450 words, 2 to 3 minutes.
What we find works really well for training, it's the old tell them what you're going to tell them, tell them what you told them. So tell them what you're going to tell them.
Yeah.
So give them a page of, tell them in a page of text.
Yeah.
Tell them. Give them a video. Tell them what you told them. Review that over in text. You want to
mm-hmm.
give people different modalities to learn this.
Right.
So they had to read, they had to listen, they had
mm-hmm.
to read, and then ask them a test question. The test question means they have to process. So what we're talking about is different modalities for learning, and that works very effectively.
Mm-hmm. And this is for, you're recommending this to, that we offer these things for our customers.
Okay.
Right?
Our customers, yes, of course.
Yeah.
So,
Hold on to that thought.
Yeah.
She's got so much stuff to give us, folks. It's amazing. 20, no, actually 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Time flies when you're having fun. Anita Rosen is our guest. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Anita Rosen. Ladies and gentlemen, that's ReadyGo.com. That's her website. I hope you check that out. Her new book is called E-Learning 2.0. It's brand spanking new, isn't it, Anita?
It is. It just came out last week.
So we're launching it on this show and we're proud to be doing that. Anita, one of the things that you've been talking to us about is how to do e-learning, how to produce our own e-learning components for our customers, for our salespeople. You know, that's one thing. If you've got a philosophy about how you want your employees to work, to serve customers, to train customers, to do business with you, to train salespeople how to go out and make sales, how to make sure that they explain your credit terms, et cetera, the capability these days of sitting in front of a video camera and recording that and putting it up on a training or a tutorial website, that's easy as it can be these days, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And it doesn't necessarily have to be expensive. What we find is the cost for doing this, my tool is $500. So we're not talking about a big overlay for you to be able to create e-learning. You can use my tool,
what do I get for
$500 and put it on your website.
What do I get for $500?
You get an authoring tool.
Okay.
So the same way that PowerPoint is an authoring tool or Word
mm-hmm.
is an authoring tool,
yeah.
What we give you is the infrastructure so that you could take your PowerPoints and we tell you what you need to do. We give you training included in that price of how to take your PowerPoints, turn them into an effective e-learning course,
mm-hmm.
and now you can put them on your website.
So if I had 20, say 20 points that I wanted to get across, or let's say 10 points I wanted to get across to a new person that was going to work for me, is going to wait on customers, I would take those points, use your authoring tool, and put them up on the screen along with somebody narrating what my philosophy is.
You've got to be careful also about audio. A lot of people use a lot of audio, and audio on the web is very passive.
Okay.
What we find is you turn an audio on, and within about 8 seconds, people's eyes move from the screen into their in-basket.
Where if they
have to read, it stays on the screen.
Ah. So you're saying e-learning needs to be e-reading, not e-listening.
Right. Right.
Okay.
But you also just don't want to have, what you want to do is like what I was saying with the video. You want to have different modalities. And that's what that my book talks about. And then also on my website, readygo.com, we have a lot of information. We have a course on instructional design that tells you how to break your course into multiple modalities so that people aren't bored. It's not like, well, why don't you just hand me a sheet of paper and I could just read the whole thing.
Right.
You want to present the information different ways. And part of that is test questions. Tell them. Give them some information. Give them a test question on it. Make them process that information.
Now, let's change the subject. Let's flip this over for just a little bit.
Okay.
We got people listening who are saying, you know what, I'm not really at the point where I want to do my own e-learning, but I do want to acquire e-learning for my people. You've given us some good ideas on how to, now, one of the things that I hope they've taken away from what you've already said is how to evaluate a project or an e-learning course or whatever that we might buy. But what are some other ideas on that?
Well, there's a lot of stuff out there. But you got to be careful. One of the things I talk about with e-learning 2.0 is just because it's a new technology doesn't mean you should use it. I always think of my mom saying that about fashion. And she'll look at someone and say, oh, just because it's fashion doesn't mean they should be wearing it.
My mother used to tell me that all the time. And,
you know, like people say, well, you know, I'm going to create a podcast. Well, you know, I remember back 10, 15 years ago, I used to get cassettes when I worked at big companies, and they'd have some product manager talking about the product, and I'd put it in my car on my way to work, and when I got there, so I heard them say hello, and when I got there, I heard them say goodbye. And, you know, just because they can now make that a podcast doesn't make it any more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
from a training
lover
standpoint.
Of talk radio, so it's not that I have a problem with talk.
But you're talking about training.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of talk that you learn things from. And what people do, and we're talking about different modalities of training. So one modality of training could just be the oral aspect of it.
Right.
But, you know, talk radio is interesting. And that's because you got a personality who's facilitating it, who's interesting and knows how to properly facilitate a conversation. A lot of times within an organization, when they have someone talking about a product or a service, they just drone on boringly.
Right. No, that's one thing. You need a professional to present your ideas. Anita, the book, folks, is called E-Learning 2.0. That's what you need to be reading, because reading is a great modality, right?
Right, it's a great modality.
Especially if it's in a book form, right?
It's not a textbook from college, which is really boring.
That's right.
I try to keep it interesting.
It's in plain English, folks, the way Anita talks, as you know. Anita, thanks for being here. Good job today.
My pleasure.
It's always a pleasure. ReadyGo.com, right?
ReadyGo.com.
And check out our website, folks. E-Learning 2.0 is the book. And she'll be back, I promise, another day. I will be, too. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.